Hello, hello. Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I'm so glad you can join me today on this podcast. We are full on into fall and I cannot be happier. I don't know if it's like I'm getting older or what, but I love this weather. I don't know. John and I both love this weather, which is so fun. And so we have been truly enjoying just the cooler weather and jumping all into fall. And I'm very excited about just having a nice time not being hot all the time. It's probably because I am super pregnant right now, 35 weeks, and we are coming to a point where these episodes are challenging. I am huffing and puffing. I am so sorry that that is a thing, but that's where we're at. I had two noodle soup today. I am definitely lighting my fall candles. The pumpkins are out. We bought mums and they died. But we've been doing all the things. I'm wearing like a flannel. Who am I? Anyways, here's a few things that we need to cover before we get started in this episode. We're going to talk about effective communication and what that looks like and how communication is really key when it comes to expressing your needs and how that's it's important. It's important in every single relationship that you have. So we are definitely going to talk about that. The things we need to cover. First off, I am taking brand coaching clients. So if you want to hop on a Zoom call and get one of those coaching sessions from me, this is your time. Slots are filling up. I only do this in the fall leading up to the new year. And it's super easy. Just click on the link down in the show notes. It'll lead you to a calendar. Pick your time. And then it'll tell you the amount, and then we are set. We're ready to go. It's so easy. And then we can jump on a phone call together. And I would love to do that. I have been doing branding for a long time. I launched a national radio show, and I've also been working on a Chicago morning show too, where I did their social media and grew their platforms that way. I know what I'm doing, and I would love to help you get started, and then we can talk about further working together on other projects. This is through my media company, Abundantly More Media. So definitely reach out if you have more questions on that. Secondly, if you want to subscribe and make sure that you're getting updates on all things the podcast and other things that I'm offering, you can always subscribe. So go to hannahlynnmiller.com/subscribe. That's when you get updates right to your email of all the blog posts and resources and podcast episodes. And I get to talk to you in another personal level. I love writing those newsletters. So don't miss out on that. And lastly, if you want to support this podcast so that I can continue to create fun and empowering content for you, please visit the link down below. It's just like support this podcast on Spotify. It makes it really easy. It should be right on the top of the page. It says support this podcast. And the support starts with 99 cents a month. Like if you want to do that low amount, like it adds up or all the way up to $10. And it's just for me to be able to keep doing this. I do not get paid. And this is just something that really helps me continue to work on this podcast. And my family and I, John, little Rayma, we really appreciate it. All right, so let's dive in. That was all the things I had to cover. But here we're going to talk about effective communication in relationships. It's crucial for expressing your needs. You need to be able to express your needs in a relationship. Understanding your partner's needs and maintaining a healthy and fulfilling relationship. Here's some ways to communicate better and communicate your needs effectively. Number one, be clear. Be so clear. Write it down before you say it if you have to. Because if you're talking in circles, the other person is just not going to understand. And the hard thing about talking in circles is you don't really know that you're doing it. Unless someone actually tells you. So it's always good to just write it down and so that you're clear with yourself So clearly identify and articulate your needs to avoid any kind of misunderstanding. So say like, so a need for me this whole year has been, I need John to step up with the cooking. And I needed to tell him how to actually do that. Like, what are we actually going to do to make this happen and make it helpful for him to know how he can help? Like, does that mean he makes lunch for me? Does that mean he does dinners? Like, what does this mean, right? And so being very clear and making sure that you have step-by-steps too is so good and so easy to skip over. Secondly, use I statements. Express your needs using I statements to focus on your own feelings and experiences rather than blaming or criticizing your partner. So many times when you're focused on what the other person's doing, you're going to be like, you, because that's like the goal of the conversation, right? But if you start off with saying, hey, I need this from you. When was the last time you ever said that to somebody? I need you to do this. And, you know, it's hard. Being pregnant and like having to need help in like little things, like I need him to pick up the things off the stairs because I can't bend down. Like saying that stuff is just, it's hard. And so instead of saying like, you never pick up anything from the stairs, like I always have to walk past it and you never think about it, it's more of like, I need you to look at that and pick it up because I can't. I literally can't. So that's just a good example of using I statements. Also, you know, you can see how the other person won't get defensive if you're coming at it at that angle, like focusing on you by using the I statements. Practice active listening. Give your partner full attention when they are expressing their needs. So modeling that behavior can be really helpful in a partnership, right? Show empathy, ask clarifying questions, and validate their emotions. So it's a back and forth thing. It really is when it comes to communicating emotions. You have to be able to do that for your partner as well, right? Be assertive, but not aggressive. No, I don't like the word aggressive. I think it's overdone, especially when we're talking about women. I think it's just, but I like the word assertive. So it is different. It is different. Communicate your needs in a calm, confident, and respectful manner. And I think this is where mindset really helps. If you tell yourself you're not going to be listened to, you're not going to be respected, if you're going into a conversation that way right away, that is not going to work well for you, my friend. So get into the mentality, tell yourself you have valid things to say. You will be listened to. And just like start amping yourself up and making sure that that's how you're entering a conversation. You'll be more assertive. And remember that if somebody doesn't listen to you, it's not on you. That is their issue. If they're not going to listen to your needs and what you're trying to communicate, that is their problem. It's not yours. And so just thinking about your job is to communicate without the anxiety, without the stress, in a calm, respectful, confident manner. Avoid being confrontational, defensive, or passive aggressive. This can be really challenging. And again, I always say, really helps to write stuff down. Timing matters. Choose an appropriate time to discuss your needs when both you and your partner are calm and receptive. Avoid addressing important issues during heated arguments or when one or both of you are stressed. This is huge. When you feel like, you know, you're getting, your chest is tight, you're getting heated, your heart is racing, you're starting to feel like you want to cry, but you also want to yell. It's time for a time out. It is time to tap out, you know, go for a walk, maybe go into separate rooms. Nothing is going to be established. As soon as any kind of yelling happens, nothing is going to be established or fixed at that point. I promise you, you need to time out, have a time out. But always know that you need to go back to that discussion. You should never, ever, ever just drop an argument and brush it under the rug. I think that's so much more damaging than even just communicating in a more aggressive tone. I think that stuffing is way worse. They're both really bad, but make sure that you take a time out and revisit the conversation. And make sure that it's a time where you're not both stressed out. When you have little kids, make sure that this is a time when they're napping or they're in bed, like, because there's nothing more distracting than having kids running around and screaming when you're trying to have I know this is like probably not always doable, but try and find the best time. I always say with couples, like, you should have one night when you're going on a date, and then you should have another night when you're doing check-ins. John and I do it during lunchtime to do check-ins to have more stressful conversations, like anything with money. I'm like, I do not want to know about this unless it's timed and it's on my calendar and I'm prepared. And that's okay. And I think that's good. That's expressing a need. And hopefully your partner respects that, right? Practice nonverbal communication. So pay attention to your body language. I'm the worst with this. Your facial expressions. Listen. My mom's from the East Coast. There's just a lot of expressions going on. Like, that's just how it is. And it can be hard. And so trying to practice nonverbal communication is really important. They do play a significant role in conveying your needs and emotions. Next, use active problem-solving skills. Work together with your partner to find solutions that meet both of your needs. Collaborate. Compromise and be open to different perspectives. I think this is huge. You know, some people have more of this mentality of like, I can't fix this. And they go into that vein real quickly. So if you have a partner or if you're like this, like, this cannot be fixed. This is hopeless. I don't know what to do. Call that out and just say, hey, like, we can fix this. Let's talk about options. I think because a lot of times with needs and communication, I think it can be hard to really make sure that the other person's being heard and that that there's a solution, that you don't have to have that conversation over and over again. And lastly, seek professional help. If you're finding it challenging to communicate your needs, or there's just this reoccurring cycle of issues and conflict when you are expressing your needs and or trying to listen to your partner's needs, you can ensure that your relationship needs to get out of that cycle. And sometimes you need a third party, whether that is a marriage counselor or if it is a pastor, somebody that can just sit there and kind of just hear both of you guys out. That could be really helpful. I definitely think that that is huge. It's been really helpful for John and I. But the other vein of that is, if you are looking for a marriage therapist, I do take couples. And so if you are in the Chicagoland area, this is something that we work on and it's a lot of fun. So if you are interested in therapy, definitely give me an email and tell me your availability and we will get you in with your partner and we can start talking about this, because it's just not fun to have the same conversation over and over again. The last thing I want to mention is because we're in this world where most women are having to work and take care of the kids and do a lot more around the house than previous generations, this is really important, I think, for a lot of women to be able to know how to communicate with their partner what to do. Because a lot of times, like John and I grew up with mothers who stayed home and didn't work. And so their primary job was caretaking. And that's a big job. That is huge. And now we're seeing a lot more people having to have dual income households. And what that means is there wasn't this model of how to tell the other partner how to take care of the home, help with, you know, grocery shopping, cooking, and cleaning. And John does a really good job for not growing up and learning how to do those things like cleaning and helping around the house. He was from the farm. So this is something that is very common. It's so common in couples. It's just the managing the household responsibilities and who's taking what. And I just want to encourage you, if you are a woman, just because this is statistically what happens more, women have a harder time expressing their needs and what they need from their partner, especially around having littles at home. And so if you just need a little extra support, somebody to just talk through those things with, that is also a really great reason to get into therapy, just to have somebody to back you up and say, hey, you're doing great job, mama. And this is how you can communicate with your partner on your needs. And again, too, if you are the eldest daughter, this is another thing that is a lot more difficult. I am going to have a blog post in the show notes about eldest daughter syndrome and how to break that. And one of those things is not just mustering up all of the, being able to do all the things. It is seeking help, asking for help, being able to trust others again, because that's a, it's just one of those symptoms from the eldest daughter symptoms, syndrome. So if that is you, check out that blog post. And then also, if you need any additional support in therapy, send me an email. Go to hannahlynnmiller.com/therapy. When your needs are not listened to or respected or heard, it can be so disheartening and so discouraging. And I just want to meet you in that place. And you know what? I just want to encourage you that you have a God who loves you and wants to hear from you. And I know this has been a comfort for me in my life, just knowing that we have the confidence through Jesus Christ to go to the throne of God and ask boldly. And that's from Hebrews 4:16. It says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. You have a gracious God, and that's how I'm going to end on this podcast. God knows your needs before you even ask of it. I know it can be hard sometimes when you are in relationship with those who are not listening or respecting what you are needing from a partnership or a friendship. But we do have a gracious God, and He sees, and you can ask Him for maybe more people in your life that will be there for you. Additionally, just the strength to be able to communicate your needs and the wisdom on how to handle those things, so you can boldly come to the throne of God through Jesus Christ, which is so beautiful. And on that note, I just want to say thank you for joining me today, and you can follow me on all the things, Hannah Lynn Miller, on all the platforms, and You Are Covered Podcast. That's You Are, the letters You Are Covered Podcast. And that is it for this week. Remember, Jesus got you, and you are covered. I will see you in the next episode.